This podcast is brought to you by Skin DH from Biotech Research. This cream really works. Skin DH is perfect if you don't like the cost of Botox or having needles put in your face. Go to biotechresearch.com and use code word Howie10 for $10 off and free shipping.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Obi-Wan says to Darth Vader, if you strike me down, I will come back more powerful than you can imagine. And to me, Liz Cheney is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Way to bust out the Jedi mind tricks, dude.
But here's the deal. Liz Cheney's going to lose in a couple weeks, and she's going to lose soundly.
Sovereign Anakin, I have the high ground.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
When I was a little girl, I was told at the beach if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. So we've always felt a connection there.
A lot of people say that if you dig long enough and hard enough, you will get to China. And that may be true. But what they don't tell you is that if you dig long enough and hard enough in a conversation, you get to a friend.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And if you would like to join us today, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As you know, the Inflation Reduction Act, so-called, is passed by the Senate with Kaklin Kamala breaking the tie vote for, I think, the 26th time. And now it moves on to the House. And, it's going to solve all the problems of the world. All the problems of the world. And, you know, somebody said, the Democrats were all on board with this. Not a single Republican was on board with this. See, I thought Brandon was supposed to be elected so that there could be bipartisan agreement, hands across the table, across the aisle. And yet this whole thing was about Democrats arguing with themselves, and they finally settled it and they decided to move on. But, you know, they're going to add $87,000 new agents to the Internal Revenue Service, hundreds of billions of dollars more to the Internal Revenue Service. And they said all the Democrats voted for this, all of them. But, you know, there was one Democrat who had a different take on this. Of course, he's not around anymore. I think you could actually say that he was the founder of the Democrat Party. His name was Thomas Jefferson. He was the third president of the United States. And he wrote the part of the Declaration of Independence, if not all of the Declaration of Independence. And he included a scorching indictment of King George III of England. And among the things he said, and I just thought about this today when I was considering the 87,000 new Internal Revenue Service agents. This is what Thomas Jefferson said about George III in 1776. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. What does that tell you? Sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. That kind of sums it up, I think. But, you know, he's been canceled or nearly canceled now. Even at Monticello, or however you pronounce it, his home, they talk about what a racist, horrible person he was, and he didn't like the Internal Revenue Service either. That's the most significant knock on him this week, anyway. Historic climate bill. Now, I thought it was the Inflation Reduction Act, but now according to Politico, which is a religious tract of the Democrat Party, it is now a historic climate bill to supercharge clean energy industry. Now, the clean energy industry is basically a scam. It's a boondoggle. Think Solyndra. This is two, three mini Solyndras. all rolled into one. You know, there'll be jobs for like your run-of-the-mill hired hand hacks at the IRS. But the big money, the big scam money here is in the for the Democrat bundlers. They're going to get billions out of this. And you just know you could tell it just by the words, the phrases that are scrolling across your TV screen. Climate mitigation. What the hell does that mean? You know what I consider climate mitigation? An umbrella. Some rubbers when it's raining outside. Some mucklucks.
Well, Joe Biden today inferred that we may be performing secret experiments to control the weather at some point.
Yeah, let's hear that cut.
I got to find it now. Here it is.
We have the capacity to do this. It's not like it's beyond our control. The weather may be beyond our control for now, but it's not beyond our control.
The weather may be beyond our control for now.
For now. Okay. So, you know, the way they're making this seem is that this had to be passed because there's been some flooding in Kentucky. He says this was done amidst the flooding going on in Kentucky and droughts in the West. I mean, I think it would be equally germane to say the bill was passed amid the Red Sox going to Kansas City and losing 3 out of 4 to the lowly Kansas City Royals. I mean, it has as much connection as the Red Sox losing another series. It's totally unrelated. Let me just read you some of the words of this Politico story. It's all the same way. I mean, there is a total disconnect from reality about this bill. This is nothing more than pork for the Democrats. This is a going out of business sale for the Democrats. They think they're going to lose in November, and they think the Republicans, and I think they rightly think the Republicans aren't going to have the stones to do away with any of these boondoggles. You know, another phrase in this bill, there's going to be extra money for environmental justice communities. Now, I'd like someone to define an environmental justice community for me. All I know about them is I don't live in an environmental justice community. And I'm going to guess that you don't live in an environmental justice community. I'm going to guess that there's not a lot of work going on in environmental justice communities. Senate Democrats delivered a dramatic wind is more like it. It will speed the U.S. transition from fossil fuels, accelerate U.S. emission cuts, reduce greenhouse gases, transform an extraordinary turnaround. It will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America. It's a game changer. It's a turning point. This is Chuck Schumer. Every word in there was a lie, including and they.
We have, you know, 1 in 7 of all the changes that have taken place in terms of solar wind.
The solar wind came blowing in. It caused the drought. You know, they make it sound like this is the first time there have ever been droughts. Did you ever hear of the Dust Bowl? Did anybody ever read The Grapes of Wrath back in high school or college? You know? I mean, and floods? You know, the great historian David McCullough died today. His first book was The Great Johnstown Flood about Pennsylvania. He was from Pennsylvania. He wrote about the Johnstown Flood. That was in the 1880s. Now, if the Johnstown flood occurred today, they would be blaming it on global warming. And they would say, we need to pass another $1 trillion in green energy, which is just, you know, giving money to crony capitalists who then kick back to the Democrat Party. And then you know, all these tax credits, the more union jobs you use, in other words, the more inefficient jobs you use. And I say that as a 30-year member of a union, the more pinky ring thug union jobs you have in the mix, the more money you get to write off. That's because the more union members they have and can extort money from, basically, through mandatory payroll deductions, the more money they can then kick back to their Democrat masters, like the Biden crime family. Incentives. Expand wind and solar power production. Surely they meant to say, Taylor, solar wind production. They just screwed it
up. Changes have taken place in terms of solar wind.
Expand solar wind power production. Bring electric vehicles closer to the financial reach of more Americans. The price will go up to $80,000, but you'll get an extra $1,000 in a tax credit. And it's necessary to prevent catastrophic climate change. The bill would catapult the United States, the world's second biggest carbon emitter after China, to the forefront of countries. To the forefront. This is like, you know, fantasy football. This is like fantasy climate change, you know. We're way behind China, though, and I think India is closing in on us. If India and China don't want to do anything, especially China, what are we going to do? We're 5% of the world's population. So we're going to return to a medieval economy? Is that it? It would catapult the United States to the forefront of countries. It's a landmark achievement. It will triple the clean power production in the country. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls on this massive boondoggle. This is another trillion-dollar pork extravaganza. As you know, Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again now with the most incredible My Slippers. I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time, you can save up to two-thirds, $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last for long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie when you go to the radio listener square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off. Call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
The
solar wind
will come blowing in from Biden land.
The largest solar fields.
Oh, we're going to have so much solar wind now. It's great. I mean, now we've got all this money for the solar wind. And, you know, everybody's going to be able to buy an electric vehicle, and you'll be able to charge it whenever there's not a brownout or blackout going on. Because the cloud went over the sun, or the wind stopped blowing, and so the transgendered windmill pilot program isn't producing any energy. It's gonna be utopia. It's gonna be a new Garden of Eden. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Goal. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie Carr. That's monetarygold.com/Howie. So on Friday, they announced some new job numbers, and the job participation rate continues to be below what it was when Trump was president. And KJP was asked about that, and she blamed it on the low participation of teenagers in the job market. In other words, she didn't say it outright, but she made it sound like they were slackers. Teenagers are slackers. So that's part of that's the epilogue for the poll question, the prologue for the poll question, I should say. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are teenagers the laziest demographic of society, as Corinne Jean-Pierre insinuated on Friday?
No, I think everybody's equally lazy.
56% say yes, teenagers are the laziest.
I think that'll change. Look at your neighbor. I'll bet you got a neighbor. So if not directly across the street or next to your house or your apartment, I'll bet you got somebody in the neighborhood who hasn't been to work since 2020 and is not planning to go back to work. 844-500-4242, 917. I'm still confused how some dope who lives in a Manhattan high-rise is going to charge their car. So am I, 917. And we heard from that engineer last week who said he works on garages, new garages. And the fire department has been saying, don't put any of those chargers in inside the garage because it might cause a fire. All kinds of fires with these.
Where are you supposed to put it?
I think you're supposed to put it outside.
You're supposed to build a separate shed for this thing?
I don't know. They have them, they have them out on the turnpike, like the Massachusetts Turnpike around here. But apparently, a large number of them are not in working order. Number one, because they have to be maintained by hacks from the Mass Turnpike Authority, or what used to be the Mass Turnpike Authority. And number two, they're broken. They're robbed of their copper wiring by thieves. Sandra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sandra.
Couple things I just wanted to bring to your attention. I haven't heard anybody say or talk about the replacement of the reserves we've drawn down to help bring down the price of our gas. Nobody's talked about.
They're not going to worry about Sandra. They're not going to worry about that till the Republicans take over Congress. Then somehow they're going to blame the Republicans for the fact that there's nothing in the strategic petroleum reserves. That's the whole thing about this Inflation Reduction Act. They're going to give out all the billions and trillions to the to their pals before the end of the year, and then when inflation and stagflation set in because of this nonsense, they're going to blame the Republicans.
Unacceptable. Number two, do you know the cost to replace a battery for those new EV cars?
Yes, I do. There was a story about it about 10 days ago that somebody bought a used electric vehicle. And they said, gee, we got a hell of a buy on this. It was only $5,000. And then they realized it was going to cost $15,000 to replace the battery. Yeah, this is a... I know. Thanks, Sandra. Patrice, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrice.
Hey, Howie, I'll make it fast. I can tell you what an environmental justice community is.
Yes.
It's where anyone complains about the weather, too darn hot, too darn cold, not enough rain, too much rain, and the Democrats don't do anything about it because they don't want solutions to any problems.
I know, the way they're writing these stories today about how, this bill was passed amidst this climate crisis. Patrice, it's August. It's always been hot in August. Guess what else may happen? There may be a tropical depression coming out of the Caribbean that will wreak havoc on the East Coast, right? Are they going to blame that on climate change?
No. I bet it'll snow in February.
You know what else is happening, Patrice? I don't know if you've noticed this. I think this is climate change. It's already about 40, the sun goes down about 40 minutes earlier, 45 minutes earlier than it did in late June. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I'm complaining about that. Where's my justice?
I know. Why don't we need another $2 trillion spent to preserve daylight in the Northern Hemisphere.
I agree. Stop the planet from moving.
That's right. That's right. Joe Biden's working on it. He's gonna do something. Someone suggested he maybe found the Halliburton hurricane machine that Dick Cheney used to use. Did Dick Cheney go back to Wyoming to make his the ad for his daughter in the Halliburton hurricane machine? Karl Rove wasn't in the machine. I just saw him on TV. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Whole question is whether teenagers are lazier than other demographics in the population. And I'm saying no. But, KJ.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
781 just points something out to me, though, considering we're talking about the new 87,000 IRS agents. My daughter and her friends work hard and get paid through Venmo. She nannies and babysits many families, makes well over $500 a week through Venmo. Her friends do the same, painting and mowing lawns. They are going after them. I'll bet they are. They're going to go after...
That's why cash is king. Forget Venmo. They've got their eyes on Venmo. Yeah. They don't have their eyes on a cash transaction.
They just asked me on Newsmax, do you have any advice for people? And I said, go underground. What's wrong with that? Barter. That's the way it was.
I love a barter. Who doesn't love a good barter?
In this racket, we call it trade, right?
Yes. It's more of a sophisticated.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's let's make a deal.
It's like, when you say this is a nice place you got here, it would be a shame if something was to happen to it. That's not extortion. That's protection. You know?
So this is
trade. We're talking about trade here.
You could be the White House press secretary with all these semantics you got going.
I'm very good at semantics, I think.
You are. All right, Howie, this is a little bit of Grace's news. President Biden and the First Lady are going to visit Kiowa Island in South Carolina. They're supposed to be
It's an island in South Carolina? Aren't they worried about the rising levels of the sea?
Apparently not, because they've been there several times before.
So they're about as worried as John Kerry and Barack Obama down on Martha's Vineyard right now.
Yes, and they're scheduled to leave on Wednesday. So he was very busy, as Kirby let us know last week, when Peter Ducey implied that he might have had some free time while he was isolating alone in his room. And John Kirby said, it's insulting to suggest that he had anything but a jam-packed schedule.
Being in an iron lung is serious business, Grace. It takes it out of you.
Well, now he apparently has got a negative COVID test, so he's on his way. He'll be going to Kiowa Wednesday through Wednesday, according to reports.
He was in Kentucky today at a round table, indoors, not wearing a mask, hacking up a lung.
Let's hear it.
He is the head of emergency management in Kentucky, and I got to say, he and his team.
That was a real phlegm ball. Oh, my God.
We have unprecedented resources, clothes, and water, and the rest.
Okay. So can we play a cut? We just got this. A texter told us about this. You know Randy Weingarten?
Yeah. The head of the ATF?
Yes, the one who's basically been responsible for the fact that your kids haven't been to school for 2 years in many cases.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's easier for her union members to vacation in the Caribbean when they're doing Zoom classes.
The AFT, I'm sorry. She wanted to shut down schools for 2 years, and then all of a sudden she woke up one day and said, hey, we got to open up these schools.
Right. Well, now she... You know, you didn't know. You just thought she was just some kind of hack lawyer. I don't think she's ever been in a classroom, but she's a union boss. And you thought that's all she knew was, organized labor, which is labor, by the way, is very distinct from work. Never confuse labor and work. But anyway, so this is what she had to say about the Inflation Reduction Act.
Where's the education pieces here? Where's the education pieces here? Climate change. If we actually stop these extreme weather events, look at what's happening in Kentucky right now. Look at what's happening in California right now. We then give a future to our kids. This is a bill that's going to solve the issues that keep people up at night. Thank you very much.
Oh, gosh. You know,
hiring all those IRS agents is going to solve the problems that keep people up at night. Wow. Who knew?
You know,
who knew?
I always thought, like, oh, it's so hard to make it, you know, as an actor, as a performer. I best not try. But watching these performances, I could have had a shot, man. I could have been a contender. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Really?
Olivia Newton-John just died at the age of 73.
Oh, I love Olivia Newton-John. I love the movie Grease. That's so sad.
She'd been sick for a long time.
Yeah, how old was she, Taylor?
73.
Oh, okay, 73. Sorry, I missed that. Well, rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John. Grease, one of my all-time faves.
Her husband is reporting she's dead, so we may have another...
another Tony Dow?
Yeah, another Tony Dow circumstance. But there you have it.
We just talked about the Bidens, how they're going to Kiowa Island. Well, in other flight news, nearly 950 flights were canceled. Mm-hmm. 7,700 were delayed Sunday as travel turmoil continues. Sunday.
Was FBI Director Christopher Wray's private jet to Saranac Lake in the Adirondacks canceled?
No,
he had to leave early from the Senate hearing where he was just not answering any of the questions from either Democrats or Republicans.
He didn't have a minute to spare.
Even the Democrats were going after Christopher Wray, saying, hey, what's up with this Larry Nassar thing? You know, we're going to be out another $100 million at least to all the victims, and you didn't even fire these agents who were looking the other way for all these years while he was just raping all these young women?
Yeah,
he had no answer. He had no answer to anything.
One of the gymnasts said, you basically put us all on a silver platter for this creep. That always stuck with me because it's very true. And yeah, he took his private plane, or, you know, the government.
His government plane.
Yeah, our private plane, we should say. That plane works for us.
Do you know what that plane is supposed to be used for?
Labor.
Counterterrorism. Oh. But never, like you never should confuse the words labor and work. Don't confuse counterterrorism and government perks.
Was he doing a lot of counterterrorism work in the Adirondacks?
I'm sure he was. I bet it was. You know, that the nice thing about being on a lake in the Adirondacks is you don't have to worry about the rising sea levels, do you? It's not like being in the Hamptons. Plus, when you got a private jet, it's a lot easier commute than leaving Manhattan than going out to the Hamptons.
You know what you have to worry about on a lake, though?
Snappas?
Turtles. And you know your favorite song, Howie. Actually, can you say the lines? Because it plays into my next story.
My Ding-a-Ling by Chuck Berry is his only number one hit. Not nearly his best song of all time, but his only number one hit.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, that's a perfect segue. Hunter Biden attributes his obsession with his...
Ding-a-ling.
To body dysmorphia.
What is dysmorphia, by the way?
Dysmorphia is like, okay, so if you are overweight and you... Well, actually, a better example is if you're a very thin person and you look in the mirror and you say, oh my gosh, I'm so big, I'm so overweight, your mind's playing tricks on you. Like, you think you have a
body
dysmorphia.
Body dysmorphia, Howie, is when you say kind of fat people are extremely obese.
I say that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. He showed me some of the people. But yeah, some people have it and they think they're bigger than they are. Well, in the case of Hunter Biden, he says, I love to be reassured that my...
Ding-a-ling.
Is actually big. It may sound funny to you, but it's body dysmorphia. I know my...
I don't want to say it anymore. I'm tired of saying it.
Is almost twice the size of the average man's. The note was found in the hard drive of a laptop Biden left at a Delaware computer store in April 2019.
Is dysmorphia a product, perhaps, of crack cocaine addiction? Or alcohol abuse?
Or taking showers with his father?
I mean...
Or is it related to an addiction to sex workers? Or chasing strippers all around the nearest gentleman's sanctuary to the White House?
But I would also like to argue this whole idea that he needs to take photos because he has body dysmorphia. You can just get a mirror. Like, you don't need to...
There's plenty of mirror pics.
You don't need to put this all on, you know, a hard drive and save it to the cloud.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Grace, I think that, you know, when you're dealing with Hunter Biden, there's never going to be a shortage of mirrors. You know, because you don't want to, you know...
It's a great sniffing platform.
Yeah, no, exactly. You don't lose any of the little crystals there if it's on a mirror. It's easier to see them and make sure you get them all.
This insight we get from you every day, it's just so amazing.
I do a lot of reading.
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. You'll love their personalized service when you buy a vehicle and after. Use their convenient drive-through and get Toyota, genuine Toyota parts that keep your Toyota a Toyota. Schedule your service online at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Well, CNN's Brian Stelter from Reliable Sources is finally admitting that the Hunter Biden scandal is not just a right-wing media story.
Do you think Brian Stelter is hearing the footsteps with all these layoffs going on and these cancellations? Samantha Bee sleeps with the fishes. Batgirl sleeps with the fishes.
Batgirl, we hardly knew ye.
All the wokesters are biting the dust in this new conglomerate.
Yeah, that could be it. I think it's more so the fact that they don't want Joe Biden to run. I mean, did you hear Dick Blumenthal's response when he was on CNN? It's really painful at this point to listen to them try to explain how they'll support Joe if he runs, but they're not going to comment if they want him to run. But if he should run, then they'll comment on. It's just they're bending themselves into pretzels about this.
Dick Blumenthal said that, you know, for some Democratic candidates, it's the toughest slog that they've had or he's had since he got back from Vietnam.
Oh.
See, the joke is he really wasn't in Vietnam. He just said he was for few decades.
Yeah, he took a little creative license. U.S. pledges $1 billion in more rockets and other arms for Ukraine. The Biden administration announced another $1 billion.
This is
dollars.
The ultimate recurring headline right now, Grace. I mean, we give them $1 billion or $5 billion every couple of days.
I know. It is crazy.
Is this how they keep Burisma from releasing all of the records about Hunter Biden and the big guy?
But that's, you know what else I think is crazy, Howie, just to go back here quickly, and I know you'll spend a lot of time on it today, this Inflation Reduction Act, whatever you want to call it, one of the stories I was reading, and I read a few different ones, all from pretty left-leaning outlets, but it said over $300 billion will be used for climate and energy resources mm-hmm. or whatever reforms, whatever they're using. But you're a journalist, right? If the number is $369 billion... Do you say over $300 billion? Like, to me, that extra $69 billion when you're talking about such a big amount of money, don't you include that? Like, they're trying to almost say, like, oh, it's over $300 billion.
Say nearly $370
billion. Yeah, right. It's like you're not commenting on the $69 billion. We're talking real money here, people. Is that not a big deal anymore, $69 billion? I guess with inflation, it's really like $30 billion.
I'm more interested in the fact that CBS apparently broke the story that only 30% of the weapons that we've been sending to Ukraine have actually gotten there. And then it was so embarrassing to their masters at the Democrat Party. They
deleted it?
Yeah, they deleted it.
Where are all the weapons going?
Or they updated it and said, oh, we have much better better oversight of where the weapons are going now. Oh, that's good. Maybe, I don't know, maybe what, 35, 40% of them are getting to the front?
Yeah, where are they all going?
Well, you saw there was a plane crash that some of the weapons were going to Bangladesh. They'd been sold to Bangladesh. You didn't see that? That was a couple of weeks ago.
It's almost like this isn't very organized. It's almost like this is a little bit...
It's almost like this isn't on the level.
Yeah.
It's almost like Ukraine is the most corrupt country in Europe. Oh, it is. That's right. I forgot.
That explains a lot now.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. The sun might be setting on summer, but HelloFresh helps me savor every last bite of the season with farm-fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes delivered right to my door. My meals always taste deliciously fresh because their ingredients travel from the farm to my doorstep in just under 7 days, even faster than the grocery store. And now I can customize my meals by adding, swapping, or upgrading my proteins or changing my sides. I can even add protein to a veggie dish if I feel like it. A busy fall is right around the corner, and HelloFresh has my back. They handle the meal planning, and their pre-portioned ingredients make cooking a snap. Plus, quick and easy meals, including 20-minute meals, low-prep, and easy cleanup options, are perfect for busy weeknights. You just heard Patrice from Arlington called into the show just as a listener. But she also sends me her menus from week to week. She's been a HelloFresh customer for more than a year. Our HelloFresh dinner tonight, this was from last week, is Firehouse Cheeseburgers with fried onions, garlic potato wedges, and creamy ranch sauce. They have over 50 meals a week, just as good as that. That sounds delicious, doesn't it? Firehouse Cheeseburgers. Spicy, in other words. This is the kind of stuff you can get from HelloFresh, and it saves you a trip to the supermarket. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 free gifts. And there's always leftovers, too. If you have a small group of people in your house, 2 or 3 people, you'll have lots of leftovers for lunch or dinner the next day. It's great. Go to HelloFresh and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Howie. I guess the title of this one is People in Glass Houses. I've just been listening to the third advertisement by Dick Cheney calling Donald Trump evil. The last time I checked, Donald Trump hadn't killed a million Iraqis looking for weapons of mass destruction.
I know. How about him calling him a coward? I read Dick Cheney's draft deferment record on Friday. They ended the draft deferments for married men who didn't have children in 1965. And you know how many months later Liz was born? Jay?
I couldn't tell you.
Nine months and 2 days. What a strange coincidence, huh?
Yep, the very embodiment of evil. It just progressed.
And he applied for a deferment, a hardship deferment, to continue staying out of Vietnam when his wife Lynn was 10 weeks pregnant. So she got pregnant, and Liz Cheney's name should be D, as in deferment. You know, that's what this was all about. He has a lot of stones. And again, I repeat, I've been saying this all along. His buddy, George Bush, would not pardon Scooter Libby, his aide who wouldn't give him up in that witch hunt over Valerie Plame. But Donald Trump did pardon Scooter Libby, did him a big favor. And this is the thanks he gets, and then from both Dick the draft dodger, the chicken hawk, and the warmonger, and his warmongering daughter, who was born in Wisconsin, went to high school in Virginia, went to college in Colorado, went to law school in Illinois, and then moved to Virginia, and then parachuted back into Wyoming to run for Congress. She's going to get, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. It's 8 days till she gets her head handed to her in the Wyoming primary. And I can't wait. I'm going to be a very happy camper, and then she can run for president. Let's see how she does running for president. I think we all know how she's going to do running for president. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.